Columbus Bicentennial Minute.
I am standing by the field of corn, one of Central Ohio's most famous public pieces of art designed by Malcolm Cochran. The city of Dublin has grown to be one of the biggest suburbs of Columbus, Ohio, and it is home to one of the biggest zoos in the country, with the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium on the edge of the city's limits.
In 1795, Lieutenant James Holt bought 889 acres of land. And by 1803, the Sells family from Pennsylvania owned 800 acres of land. In 1810, Ludwig Sells and his wife built their log cabin home, as well as the Black Horse Tavern, which was a way station for travelers. John Shields, a visitor, platted Sells' land into small lots that would eventually become Dublin, named after Shields' ancestral hometown of Dublin, Ireland. In the early days of Dublin, limestone was used for constructing old buildings, as there was a limestone quarry in Old Dublin. In 1812, Dublin was considered to be a location for the new state capital of Ohio, but both it and Worthington lost to Franklinton in a high-stakes poker game. The village of Dublin experienced growth in the 1960s, 1970s, and early 1980s, with the construction of Interstate 270 bringing growth to the village. And in 1987, the village of Dublin officially became the city of Dublin. In 1966, Jack Nicklaus laid out plans to build the Muirfield Village Golf Club, which has hosted the Memorial Tournament the weekend after Memorial Day every year since 1974. And there is a statue outside of the Muirfield Village Golf Club of Jack Nicklaus.
One of the annual staples in the Dublin community is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in historic Old Dublin, which is held in early March every year, as long as the weather permits it. There are inflatables, marching bands, and of course, St. Patrick himself. And this year, the city of Dublin is celebrating its 25th anniversary of the parade, and of course, the Dublin Irish Festival in August.
The first weekend of every August, the Dublin Irish Festival takes place at Kaufman Park, and the Dublin Kiwanis Frog Jump takes place every summer, as well as a summer concert series at Riverside Park. Dublin will also be the only city in the world to have hosted the top three international golf tournaments, with the Ryder Cup and the Solheim Cup already under Dublin's belt, and in 2013, the city of Dublin will host the President's Cup. Today, Dublin is the headquarters for Ashland Chemical, Cardinal Health, the local headquarters for Verizon Wireless, and the headquarters of one of Columbus's most famous restaurants, Wendy's. And that's it. And of course, since 1927, the outskirts of Dublin has been the home to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!